Well, as COVID-19 continues here in Canada, we're looking across the border. We don't have to go too far down the line. Our friends in Bonners Ferry, Idaho, we've got Ted and Teresa on the air here today. Hello, Ted. Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
Hello.
Interesting scenario for you. You've got some property on Kootenay Lake, and you can't come and check it out.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't been able to go up there for quite a few months. We would we kind of miss going up there quite often in the summertime, and so it's been a bit of a problem. We see a lot of trucks going across the border and so on and so forth, and they can pretty much go wherever they want because of the commercial aspect. But a homeowner like us, it's only 1.5 hours away from our property, can't go direct and spend some time checking the property out. So that's one of our frustrations.
You've watched, too, as we go along because they keep bumping it up. I know they plan to reopen, then they don't, and then you get a spike of COVID numbers, but of course a lot of those are in the heavy populous states much to the south of you.
Yes, and that's what's frustrating to us is that I think the next date is the 21st of July, but we're not very confident that they're going to open the border again at that date. And yes, where we're at, we have, in our county, only one case, and the case isn't even here. It's reported as our county because she was a resident of our county, but she's out of state, not even in our state right now, dealing with the virus. So technically in our county, we have no cases at all.
I guess it's kind of obvious what you'd like to see is just a little bit more freedom for some of the states and the places where there isn't a problem with COVID then.
Yes, we do understand the politics of opening up a border too early. And we also understand that in parts of the United States, we are our own worst enemy. I guess we're just looking at it a little selfish to wish that as they ease the restrictions up, they kind of give some consideration to people that actually own homes up there. I just got done paying my second or third utility bill and my provincial taxes, so I'm doing all the right things there.
How long have you owned property in Canada then, and what brought you up here originally then, just because we were close to the border then, Ted?
Yeah, my father operated a hardware store in Idaho, and he always loved to fish at Kootenay Lake, and so he bought the property in 1952 and built a cabin on it, and it's been in the family ever since then.
Very good. What would you say to an official in government if you had a chance to talk with them today?
Well, I would tell them just what I told you, that I understand the situation. I just wish that there could be some exception for people that own a home, and if it's on a country basis, that might be more problematic in the East Coast than the West Coast. It'd be nice if it could be narrowed down to a kind of a state-by-state providence issue.
Yeah, the friendships go close, too, because these communities, and I'm thinking Creston Bonners Ferry in this case, of course, going back and forth, and like you're talking in the 1950s, people don't get to see each other or go for dinner or anything else like that, so the social part of it has been a big part of COVID-19, and the social part in recreation is your part, obviously, if you live along a lake.
Well, recreation, I'm sure, is a huge issue in British Columbia because many Americans like to go to the provincial parks and so on and so forth. So I'm sure it's probably a revenue impact to British Columbia at the same time.
Yeah, we're into phase three now. What are they saying in Idaho? You're into phase three already, aren't you? You're using a phasing system as well. I was reading about it.
Yes, they're calling stage, and we're actually in stage four. But I will admit that down in the capital in Boise, they've gone back to stage three because they've had some spike in numbers at positive cases. So they closed the bars down that they had opened because they had a spike in numbers. But up here in the northern part of the state, we are still in stage four.
Very good.
Which means you can go into a restaurant and dine.
From a population standpoint, if you look at many of the younger people in the United States, they're having a little hard time with the rules. And I think that's caused part of the problem as far as the spikes.
Well, I hope we can cross ferry soon then, both ways around. There's certain reasons why Canadians from this side like to go down as well. And as you're saying, too, with some of the essential service people that are crossing the border at the same time, well, maybe things will change after the 21st, and we can talk maybe again after that, but we'll have our fingers crossed for you. Is there anything you'd like to say to the public here while we've got you, before we let you go here today, Ted, Teresa?
Well, we love British Columbia, and we love the property up there, and we just can't wait to get back on our boat And I'm sure this is going to be a big issue in the fall, because every time we go south, we're always traveling with many Canadians that are pulling their trailers to Arizona. So at some point in time, it'll be a big issue that way also.
That's a good point. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.